Here at Church of God, we're excited because tomorrow begins another round of our Kingdom of God Bible seminars that we are holding in cities across the United States and Canada and other major cities in the world. Beyond Today host Gary Petty held one last week in San Antonio. Steve Myers is holding one here in Cincinnati. I'm on my way to New York this afternoon to be with subscribers and viewers of the program and members who will be in New York attending the seminar tomorrow. So these seminars have energized us a great deal. They have also attracted a great deal of interest to the central message of the Bible, which is the Kingdom of God.
That's right. The focal point of what Christ taught. I think a lot of times people may miss what was the message that Jesus Christ himself spoke. We talked about Mark 1. In fact, you've got that up. It might be interesting to notice what Christ came preaching when he began his earthly ministry.
In Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and 15, it says, "After John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.'" This was the central message that Jesus took with him wherever he went in his teachings, to whomever he spoke. It was about the kingdom of God. He was the king of that kingdom. It was about his life, his death, his resurrection, and that kingdom that he is going to return to this earth with in the future. And he knew that. It was the central focus of all that he spoke
about. And he kept speaking about it throughout his whole ministry. He spoke about it after the crucifixion, which I think is a vital key as well. If you look in the book of Acts, those 40 days that he was with the disciples, it says that he spoke to them about things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So this was a vital message. It was something that he wanted to convey to the disciples, and he wanted them to understand what the government of God was all about and what it meant to be a part of that kingdom.
And on this particular round of the seminars, we are focusing upon the fact that the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand, and what that exactly means and can mean for our life today, for those who accept God's call, who repent and believe, and then believe in the gospel, and then begin to partake of the powers of that world to come, and to be a part of the kingdom of God today, in the sense that that spirit, that power of God dwells in us, and we begin to live by the values, the teachings, the way of life of that coming kingdom when it comes in the future in its fullness.
Mm-hmm. We accept the King. We accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. He is the ruler of that kingdom, and so we look forward to that, and we realize that we can come under His guidance, we can come under His direction, we can have God's Holy Spirit to help lead us and guide us right now as we look forward to the prophetic fulfillment, as we look forward to the time when He'll return and establish that government right here on earth.
Very likely one of these seminars is being held very close to you. Go to beyondtoday.tv and go and click on the Kingdom of God seminar link there, and you can find the closest seminar to you beginning tomorrow and on into the future. And when you do that, you can sign up. But we certainly want to see you there. If you've signed up already, make it a point to be there. If you haven't, do so. Stay in touch with us. We're looking forward to explaining and sharing with you the good news, the message of the coming Kingdom of God.
That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.